as I ended yesterday with my abbreviated appreciation, take one, and got out a chance to do a take two later on this afternoon. As I brought up Peter Block yesterday, and I talked about the networks of network and the hope of how we collaborate with others, I want to start this morning with another quote from Mr. Block that made me kind of resonate this kind of gathering in this community and his echoing his words of that we are a community of possibilities, not a community of problems. And I also reflect this morning on the theme of time. I think about the recognition that we are ending our time, at least together, this weekend. So that sense, that gives us a little bit of different emotion, I think. I also want to share my appreciation for the time you've given this weekend, away from family, away from friends, and some maybe away from work. So I think about that time. I think about the word time, and we also resonate with the time it needs to connect with our communities and building relational engagement with the people that we serve. And also the time it takes for us to commit to each other in building our own relational engagement with this community of practice. And I also want to think about the time that's going to take for us to do our work going forward. I personally, of course, wish that I can simply work with each and every one of you on a daily, regular basis, so that I'm not spending my time trying to argue for why this work is important, but rather spend time doing the work purposefully, intently. And to really think about, how we do it and how we move forward. So that's kind of where we want to spend this morning. It's going to be really thinking about how we do support each other now, and how we support each other as a community of practice going forward. We have existing channels, right, that we've talked a little bit about. The Gather platform. So there's existing channels of the Gather platform. We really want to identify how we can use that together, build that together, so that we can go back to our respective communities and feel this connection that we built this weekend together. We also have the Facebook group. That's certainly where, the old adage of go where people are. We don't expect the Facebook experience engagement group to disappear because of Gather. I think we want to leverage both. Joy also spoke a little bit about the lightning chats. That's a way for us to connect, even though despite our geographic distances, how do we connect each other immediately and briefly so that we can help each other whenever, in times of need, or if there's a question, or even just an understanding, or get some feedback. We want to leverage those lightning chats. And also we want to be able to, at the end of this process, this morning, identify some of the champions, some of the passion that you guys have put together in terms of its purpose. We want to be able to commit to gathering sort of a steering committee, if you will, of this group on a very regular basis, maybe every 2 weeks. And the Agora Journalism Center is committed to supporting that, to be able to really think of Agora Journalism Center as the Agora, right? Whether it's the face-to-face gathering that we've been able to provide the space and the time to connect, but also the digital Agora for us to connect online to fight back on the geographic distances. Can reconnect us physically. So that's going to be my commitment and Agora Journalism Center's commitment. Regina? to walk us through a process of being able to understand, make some sense of what had happened in the last few days. Pig is going to walk us through some of the tactical process for making that happen. So, good morning again. Thank you, and I'm excited for what we can do together. Ashley. To find that Twitter list, you can also go to our main website, our PDX Engage website, and then on one of the pull-down menus, you can pull.
Thank you. So you may notice the question has changed a bit yet again. How do we elevate engagement in our community? Creative spelling in all. So that the mirror of me and we can thrive. And we're going to approach this thanks to the overnight processing, I'm looking for the serious word for that, of my friend Tova here, as if we are an engaged newsroom, okay? And we've got a pretty tight deadline, right? We've got about three and a half hours that by the end of this time, we've got some clear next steps to move us on the path to that, move us further on the path to that. And your editorial team in this engaged newsroom were up much of the night thinking about and getting elements organized for three steps. We're going to spend some time reviewing all of the information that we've been gathering over the last 2.5 days as this community of which we are both a part and supporting. So for us, by us. We'll be analyzing the information. And then we're going to do something that's going to be a little weird for newsrooms. We're also going to be looking at the what happened that is tough to put into words aspect of us, of what happened, to help us envision what it looks like when it's working. And this is moving us in a way, I'd say, beyond solutions journalism to generative journalism, imagining what we want so that a community can thrive. And then we will come out of that to identify the actions to take. Following that, and you know, our celebration dance and song, we'll do a checkout and send you on your merry way. So that's the plan for the day. Just out of curiosity, who needs to leave before 12:30? Okay. So, wherever, let's see. I want you to have a chance to say goodbye. And I think we'll try doing that over. We're not doing much. Dan. Okay, we'll find a point for you to have a chance to say something briefly before you take off. So, first step is to look at the information, right? What have we learned? And as I say, our editorial team has been busy identifying, getting organized our data sources. It's been, yeah, and It's in here. It's in here.
A
flicker?
Flicker.
Okay. Didn't realize we ended up with a Flickr Twitter stream. Okay, or a Flickr stream. Flickr stream? Anyway. Okay. So what we're going to do is ask you each to choose one of these. And I'll point out where the data is. And then each of us will pick one, and you'll have 20 minutes. That's your first deadline to do some meaning making. And then we'll pull everyone in that particular group together to come up with a nut graph for their group. And then we'll be sharing those nut graphs. So, actually, I'll ask one of the journalists to, so I don't completely mangle it.
Why don't you do it?
A nut graph is why we are writing this story and why you should care.
Okay, now we're in my wheelhouse. I divide, everybody knows the W's, right? Who, what, where, when. I stop there. I stop there. Those are the basics. The other question is why, how, and so what. A good nut graph answers why, how, so what, in addition to those, so that there is a piece to them.
Thank you. Perfect. So, so I'm going to tell you where the source of the data is, and you can decide which you want. So, the pre-conference interviews we have done, we're going to use the condensed version, so the quotes in the room, and just as a, because that's from a looking at it, it's not a lot, we're going to put that together with something that's very precious because we have just one copy of the postcards, and there's only one copy, so just one or two people on that particular pairing. And to an extent, we've got the civic communications piece over here. In a way, it's a placeholder as a reminder that stuff happened before we arrived in the room. So the group that's dealing with, or the pair, or threesome, somewhere in there, that's dealing with quotes, postcards, and what happened before, work that in. You're getting some of the context setting as part of your work. And you're also the ears and eyes of what did we miss? So we'll add the Flickr stream in since that's one of the what did we miss. So you're also listening for the what else, the things that nobody thought of. Okay? So that's first.
For those people who might be interested in making that out, where should they
go? You come see me, because I'll give you the postcards. Because again, we have that's precious data. We only have one copy. Graphic record starts there and moves around the room to there, even into real time. Okay? So a few people looking at our graphic record. Session notes, plenary notes. And thank you, by the way, for all of the session notes that came in overnight. We scrambled this morning. Session notes, we've got 5 copies and 2 batches, so there's enough for 10 people. The plenary notes is a third piece of the puzzle, and there's 5 copies of that as well. So just come and grab a copy if that's what you want to do. The Twitter stream, we've got a tool that did an analysis for us of our Twitter stream. So there are 5 copies of that. Our reporter team, working with Eve, we have a preliminary copy of their work here. 5 copies of that. And in an interesting way, that one's a check and balance because this is a group of journalists that have been tracking for us throughout, listening for, and this is the lens that I'll ask you to use as you're doing your work, listening for what does it take to support our community so that we thrive. Okay? Nice frame that.
This community.
This community of practice. So this is real stuff for us, by us. That's what you're reading for, and you'll see some of that in that report. And I want to point out an interesting dynamic in that, as a number of us noted yesterday, the demographics of the student group isn't necessarily reflective of the demographics of the community at large, which is, interestingly enough, very parallel, you know, the larger world. So we get an opportunity to see what that group gleaned and what we as a whole gleaned. So it gives us a check and balance, which I'm actually kind of excited about. Talked about the postcards. And if what you really want to do is just spend time with your own notes, that's cool too. Okay? So first group is small. Come see me. It's obvious if you want to do the graphic recording, why don't you gather by the beginning of that one? I think that's it. Come get your stuff. You'll have about 20 minutes.
I almost had breakfast at home, and I said, oh, they had fruit yesterday, and I come in and there's this nice brunch.
Like,
basically a brunch.
So what I just want to see is, so today, basically like recapping what happened so far?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay, okay. Stay for the entire thing.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. I just wanted to make sure I understood that before we start. So are we doing the project building going forward, or that was really good?
One or two.
Okay.
So, I just got. Can I get your attention for a sec?
You're welcome.
What's the ask? I just got asked that. So, you got 20 minutes of review time, if that makes sense. Maybe it makes sense as. Sorry. Let's try this. Let's see if I can do this clearly. The goal of this is to find in the piece of the data stream that you're looking at, what does it tell you about what this community needs to thrive? Okay? And you'll be doing it either individually or as a group, depending on your data source. 20 minutes on your own if you're reading stuff, 20 minutes together. And then write a nut graft.
It's too late, though. We can not go anywhere. Right.
Gravity.
Yeah, they're very useful. I just had a shot of it. Oh my God, I didn't touch it.
miniatures of your passion.
Thinking about moving projects that could be developed in a similar fashion.
Yes.
An influencer.